speaking today at the NIAA conference, you talked a little bit about embracing our messaging and talking to folks. Tell me a little bit about the mindset behind that and how that's important to our industry in general.
Yeah, I think that we've got a lot of technology in agriculture and a lot of important technology that helps us grow yield, grow production, be more efficient. And that's helped us be more efficient and meet the needs of a growing food supply. But at the same time, we have to be mindful that there are groups of consumers that are cautioned and leery of that technology, and that technology has kind of manifested itself in some public policy initiatives that could set that technology back. So one of the things that we have to be thoughtful about is how we approach those consumers and how we message to those consumers so that we build trust and confidence in our food supply and in that technology so that we can continue to deploy it in a responsible way. And I think we need to have a good conversation in agriculture and within agriculture so that we find the right message to build confidence among those consumers so that technology remains available to us.
Do we need to focus more on the consumer side of it, or are we spending too much time talking to the activists or arguing with the activists about what we're doing?
I mean, I think there's a couple of conversations that probably take place. One, it's easy to kind of talk among yourselves too much, and then I think it's also easy to see what the activists say sometimes and get hot under the collar, so to speak. But I think oftentimes it's important to understand kind of what the consumers themselves, the people that actually consume our product, and focus our messages on what will increase confidence to them.
So how does our industry, the agriculture industry, need to maybe change how they're messaging, or what are your suggestions to reaching the consumer?
I think that there are, clearly a lot of groups and a lot of people giving a lot of thought to that and working on it. And I think a lot of folks doing good work. And I just think it's a matter of making sure as we do our work that we're mindful about it and thinking through really who is our target audience in our messaging, and are we doing it appropriately, doing it thoughtfully, and doing it mindfully, and is our effort really designed to increase confidence in those folks so that they're confident in the product that we're producing, because I think it's a good wholesome product, and we like to do a lot of work on behalf of America's farmers and ranchers that we continue producing and marketing and originating and providing the safe quality product that we've long produced.
As we look at the technology aspect of it, you brought up an interesting point that folks will wait around for the latest technology, but they're not embracing it in agriculture. Why do you think that is, and how do we change that perception also?
I think you're right. They'll wait, line for hours and hours and hours to buy the latest, smartphone, but people are leery about something that they put in their body, and that's something that we need to recognize. And I think that I think it's education is definitely a part of it, and doing a better job of finding the messages that increase confidence in that work, and not just making the blanket assumption that folks will just automatically buy what we produce. I think we've got to do some convincing work, and not just assumptions that they're going to buy what we produce.